Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Man, do I have good stories for you this morning.
Let it rip.
Let's see. Apparently, in a new television documentary, authorities allege that a serial killer and her husband chopped up and killed her former lover and then served his remains at a neighborhood barbecue.
Man!
Oh, my God.
This is good chorizo.
Are you kidding me?
That happened in 2014, but Kelly...
This is fantastic chili.
Kelly Cochran later injected her husband, the guy who helped her chop this guy up,
yeah,
with a lethal dose of heroin in February of 2016 in Indiana.
Tell me that she is a stunning looker.
The docuseries on the Investigation Discovery Channel...
No, she isn't.
...called Dead North takes the viewer on a journey that might just leave a bad taste in your mouth. Cochran admitted in court that she and her husband lured her lover, a guy named Chris Regan, inside their home, shot and dismembered him in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Cochran said she and her husband made a pact that they would get rid of anyone involved in their extramarital affair. So this is how she's justifying this.
I'm kidding.
Investigation Discovery said in a statement...
I thought that was a joke.
...that neighbors said they believed that they were served human remains, possibly Reagan's, at a barbecue. Oh.
Just don't serve me in a barbecue.
One friend who was interviewed in the documentary also described eating a, quote, strange-tasting burger without realizing at the time it could have been human.
Sweet mother of God. So, as the legend goes, Ed Gein, who was the basis for Psycho and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, he was, of course, a freak. He they thought he was a deer hunter, but he was actually slaughtering women. And he would bring the meat into town and say it was venison and give it to the locals.
Cochran
would eat it.
Later told investigators that she killed her husband 2 years later because he, quote, took the only good thing in her life, who was the guy that they killed and served up. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
So can you imagine, though, all right? You, Preston, you've cut through, you know, you carved the turkey. You cut through. Could you imagine cutting through a human being's body?
No, I mean, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
You've got to, you know... Cutting through a carcass is hard work.
Can't go to the movie tonight. I'm cutting up a body.
Able to do that, you've got to be an animal. Cochran's family told investigators that she may have killed as many as 9 people.
I got to see this documentary.
And buried their bodies in various spots across the Midwest. Cochran has said that she has other friends, quote, friends, buried in Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, and Tennessee.
So amongst all this stuff, does she give some good advice on how to barbecue broccoli?
No. The identities and locations of these bodies remain a mystery. Cochran was sentenced to life in prison without parole for Regan's murder. She was then convicted of murdering her husband in May of 2018.
Mm.
And she was sentenced to an additional 65 years in jail for killing her husband. Yeah.
What a story.
So you will want to watch this show, Steve. So it is called, what was the name of it? Dead North.
Dead North.
On Investigation Discovery.
Do you ever watch that channel?
That's
wall-to-wall
crime
stuff, and it is addictive.
Well, here's the story of a bear that got trapped inside of a Subaru Outback in Lake Tahoe recently. It destroyed...
Apple AirPlay.
It destroyed the interior so badly that the doors could not be unlocked. So there was a county sheriff's deputy, and he had to take the safest way to get the bear out of the car. So there's video of him. He breaks the window and runs and just gets the hell out of there. And this bear, sure enough, boom, he pops out. And it's easier said than done. They showed the deputy breaking the window and... quickly getting out of the way, the bear jumps out and flees into the forest. So he's lucky the bear didn't come after him. But he helped him out. He got him out. So no word on the bear and his condition. A Kansas man was charged with lewd and lascivious behavior for his repeated attempts to have sex with a tailpipe of a parked automobile.
This comes up a lot. Apparently, the tailpipe is very seductive for guys.
Ryan Malik was named in a court complaint accusing him of exposing himself with the intent of arousing or gratifying sexual desires.
Look at that Mini Cooper over there.
Malik, cops say, was intoxicated when he sought to tryst with a vehicle. Local cops responded to a 911 call about a man beneath a vehicle, discovered Malik endeavoring to place his penis into the tailpipe of a car parked outside an apartment complex.
So we're looking at a picture of the guy. He's a pretty good-looking guy.
Yeah.
He could probably get a, I don't know, A woman!
Malik was oblivious when initially contacted by police. His blood alcohol content was later measured at more than four times the legal limit, and he continued trying to have sex with the tailpipe in the presence of the police officers.
I can't bang a Lamborghini. It's out of my league.
You know what, Steve?
What?
It's going to be his regular Saturday night.
Yeah.
The cops apparently they tased him.
Oh, yeah.
And took him into custody and transported him to a local hospital for treatment. The criminal complaint lists six witnesses who reportedly saw Malik trying to have sex with the tailpipe.
He wasn't even hiding it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It's going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
Malik's rap sheet includes arrest for marijuana possession and aggravated.
Do you have the car starting up, Case?
Assault.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, all right.
That's going to take me a little bit here.
All right, give us a
here we go.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
All right. How about this one? I can't wait to hear Kathy's reaction to this story. A stomach-churning video shows a woman drinking a cup of her dog's fresh urine while claiming it has cured her acne.
Have you seen this?
What, like, why?
Animal lover.
Proactive is expensive, Kathy.
Yeah. Let me describe this. Animal lover Lin Lu, whose face is caked in heavy makeup during the clip, says that lapping up her mutt's warm body waste had helped give her skin a natural glow. In the disgusting footage, she also incorrectly claims that drinking canine body fluids can help cure cancer.
Of course it can.
She said, many of you have asked me how I always look so good.
Oh, my God.
We're watching. How my makeup always looks so perfect, or how I always have this natural glow.
Well, Debbie, it's because I drink my dog's piss.
The woman then holds a plastic cup under her dog as the hound cocks its leg against a tree and relieves itself. After filling up the container with frothy piss, she downs the liquid and even licks the rim of the cup.
How do you not gag?
She said, until I first drank my dog's pee, I was depressed.
You can't.
I
was sad, and I had bad acne.
Yeah, but all she had to do is drink her dog's piss.
So listen to this. She says, dog pee also has vitamin A in it, vitamin E in it. It has 10 grams of calcium.
You know what else
it has? It's also proven to help cure cancer.
Really?
No, it's yes. not.
It also has dog piss in it.
Yeah. Drinking human or animal body waste, known as urine therapy, was practiced in ancient Rome, Greece, and Egypt. However, despite advocates claiming the practice has health properties, experts agree that drinking liquid the body has chosen to expel is potentially harmful.
Sure, but you can't do it on an empty stomach. You have to eat dog poop first.
But listen to this. She says it has vitamin A, vitamin E, and 10 grams of calcium.
How about taking vitamins? Where would you possibly get stuff like that?
God almighty.
And like a GNC or something?
Absolutely repulsive.
Look at they have a whole store that sells these vitamins.
Oh my God.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Fido.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
An Indiana woman is accused of dragging a nail salon employee with her car because she was unhappy with the job they did on her nails.
Listen, people are serious about their nails. I get it.
How many people have you dragged, Kathy?
The only one girl.
Only one girl. Not dragged, technically. Backed over.
A woman named Charlie Fowler, who reportedly is a mental health therapist, was charged with felony criminal recklessness after the alleged nail salon incident. The scene that began over a $30 nail appointment unfolded Saturday when the 28-year-old said she was unhappy with the nails done at Diamond Nails and Spa. Despite being unhappy, Fowler also refused the salon's offer to redo the nails. The employees called police as Fowler left the salon without paying the $30 fee. She then allegedly got into her BMW and began backing out of the parking lot. Fowler told police that she was planning to wait in her car while police were heading to the nail salon when the employees began beating on her window. She added that she slowly drove to the nearby restaurant. But surveillance video showed a different scene unfolding.
Yeah.
Police said the video showed Fowler backing out of the parking lot before the employees reached her car. One male employee was then dragged across the lot by Fowler. Fowler told the Times that she has hired an attorney in hopes to get her case dismissed. She called it pending allegations. A 12-year-old Canadian boy called 911 not once, but twice, because a parent made him eat a salad that he didn't like.
Son of a bitch.
Officers first got a call around 10 p.m. on Tuesday from the boy before they could even get to his home. He called 911 again to ask when police would arrive and once again expressed his dislike for the salad. Cops,
they took the parents into custody.
No, cops had a talk with the boy.
Would you like it if I tased your mommy?
When they got to his home, about what qualifies as appropriate for a 911 call. And,
you little bastard.
They're using the situation as an opportunity to remind all parents to have
similar... There are people out there dying on the streets!
...similar discussions with their kids.
I mean, salad doesn't taste so good.
People are dying!
A man with a weed whacker nearly lost his thumb Monday night during a dispute with a man with a machete.
Okay.
They
bring a weed whacker, you bring a machete.
A 19-year-old had his thumb almost severed. Witnesses told police officers that the victim was attacking the suspect with a weed whacker, and the suspect retaliated with a machete.
Do you know what's funny? People think that weed whackers, well, I'm just, you know, weeds and stuff and grass, tall grass.
They hurt.
It'll whip the F out of you.
It'll rip your skin open.
Yes.
Easily. So dude saw that very thing coming at him, so he grabbed a machete. The victim was taken by ambulance to the medical center. No arrest was made as of the time the police report was filed.
Like ancient battle, Preston.
Yeah.
Weed whacker versus machete.
Yeah. You know what?
Who wins? Machete.
I don't know.
Weed whacker has the reach.
It's got the distance, yeah. So it depends on how good you are wielding that thing.
You got to shuck and jive a bit.
A 17-year-old Chicago boy shot several times in the head, was mistaken for dead and covered with a sheet until bystanders noticed him moving and told paramedics. The Chicago Fire Department officials are trying to determine how the mix-up happened after the early morning shooting that left one dead and five wounded. Paramedics administered CPR to the boy, who was taken to the hospital in critical condition. Investigators are trying to piece together the decision-making leading to the teenager being mistaken for dead. Evidence at the scene suggested there was an exchange of gunfire among several people.
I think one of the easier things to determine would be whether someone was alive or dead, right?
Yes. There's ongoing gang conflict in that area, and the shooting appeared to stem from some sort of dispute, but they thought the kid was dead. He was not, so somebody's in a little bit of trouble. All right, this is a pretty wild story.
All right.
A Minneapolis woman seriously injured one of her friends over the weekend when she drove off in the man's Hummer while he was hanging on its roof rack. But listen to how this plays out. Okay.
Okay.
The woman's name is Pania Vang.
Okay.
And apparently she, quote, floored it shortly after her friend had given her a sober ride to a residence on Sunday morning. The man told officers that he saw the speedometer reach 80 miles an hour as he hung on for his life.
So he's on the hood of a Hummer going 80 miles an hour.
Actually, he was on the side of it.
On the side.
Holding on to the rack.
Jesus.
And so here's how this played out. At some point his grip slipped, and the man later regained consciousness while lying next to a guardrail on the side of the road. He's lucky he wasn't killed. He was taken to the hospital by a friend who had been tailing Vang in another vehicle, and he was treated for multiple broken bones. Now, Vang was charged Tuesday with theft of a motor vehicle and two counts of criminal vehicular operation resulting in substantial bodily harm. The counts allege that Vang was both grossly negligent in her conduct and under the influence of alcohol. The incident took place after the man dropped Vang and another passenger off at a home. He drove the two in his Hummer, while another sober driver followed the group in Vang's RAV4. After he pulled up to the residence, Vang asked the man if he would marry her. He declined. Got out of the vehicle and told her to do the same. Instead, she slid over into the driver's seat of the Hummer and took off.
You know Vang.
Now, the owner of the Hummer followed her in the RAV4 along with another acquaintance. Vang eventually pulled over. The owner of the Hummer approached his vehicle, pounded on the windows, because she took off with his car.
What you doing, Vang?
Demanded that she get out. Just as he placed his hands onto the roof rack, she took off. And
it's like a reaction to
just lock your hands.
Like in a split second, he's hanging on the side, and she floored it. So she starts getting up to 80 miles an
hour. Pull over, Vang!
Yeah. The man told officers he felt like he was going to die as she sped down the road. Vang was arrested.
Will you marry me?
Later Sunday, after she showed up at the hospital to visit the man, she told police that she only had three drinks the previous evening. And she did not recall being told to not to drive the Hummer, nor that the owner of the vehicle was clinging to it.
Huh.
So, by the way, they only got her after she showed up the next day to visit him in the hospital.
Man.
Isn't that messed up?
And he didn't want to marry that.
All right, and then finally, I've been sitting on this story for most of the week, and I'm glad I finally get to get to it. But Florida authorities are searching for two suspects after an injured alligator was dumped inside of a Wawa.
I saw this.
Yes. This is in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. The sheriff's office said the department was alerted to the alligator around 2:30 a.m. last Friday. The department was told two people had dropped off a 3-foot-long alligator at the Lakewood Ranch convenience store.
Is this the fact, though, that they're a little culpable because they have that alligator slot in the door?
Maybe. Deputies alerted the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, which sent a trapper to the Wawa to remove the gator, and they got him out of there. And that is what I have for you this morning in the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.